We have this game that we play called For the Record, which replaced the game that we played called Pop-Up Video. And For the Record is a music trivia game about 80s and 90s music in different categories. And Esmeralda gets to sing, which explains why the flying raccoons and the crazy cats are flying around out in front to hear Esmeralda sing. And our host for this, every time we do this, is the great Skip Skipley. And if you look, Esmeralda, can you believe, if you're looking at the thing with the you look, can you understand? It's Skip Skipley.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday,
Skip,
Nick.
Thank you, Skip. I appreciate that. Have you ever had Sir Kensington's ketchup?
You know, he's captaining the ship this week.
Oh, look at that.
Did you know he had a ketchup?
I didn't. We're just old friends from school.
Yeah. Wow.
Your old friends from school.
Right. He doesn't know me as a game show host. I don't know him as a ketchup man.
No.
We just know each other as lovers of the sea.
Lovers of the sea.
Yeah. No, okay. That makes sense.
It does.
Oh,
it,
that's lovely, though. That's
right.
Lovely.
I can take him now on his world travels as he looks for new herbs and spices to put in his, in his ketchups.
Wow. That's your next adventure.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
spice trader, I guess.
He is, but today, Skip Skipley is wearing his game show host pants.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're doing here. We are playing For the Record, a music trivia game, different categories, and I will keep a score. And so shall we commence?
We shall commence.
All right.
First category is the 80s.
Yeah.
We'll begin with you, Mr. Giglio.
Uh-huh. What happened?
What was Culture Club's first U.S. hit? Was it Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Karma Chameleon. Church of the Poison Mind, or I'll Tumble for You.
Phew, man. I'm going to go, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
That is correct.
Okay. It was either that or I'll Tumble for You. So. All right.
Very nice.
I love Boy George. He's awesome.
He is a lovely man.
He is, and he's got a great voice. Okay, now Esmeralda gets to get a question.
That is correct. The category is the 90s.
Uh-oh.
Esmeralda, what diva had a number one hit in 1997 with Honey?
Mariah Carey.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Your other options would have been Whitney Houston, Millie Rognalin, or Sheila Kaberdeck.
Cool. People who went to high school with? What?
No Ben Stein?
No Ben Stein this
okay.
time around.
All right.
I get her. I heard he's a diva, though.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mr. DiGiglio, well, the category's real name.
Yeah.
It is also the song we'd like you to sing.
Okay.
Can we hear Sade's Smooth Operator?
Oh, boy. What the hell just happened?
I went to turn off my mic. Uh-oh. I apologize.
All right. Coast to coast and into... Is it Chicago?
What?
Is it Chicago? Coast to coast.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Chicago.
What?
What do you say? Because he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. He's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. The smooth operator. I think that's all.
Wow.
I know.
Very nice.
I think that's all I know. Wow.
Did you get Sade's autograph just now?
I did.
Before she left? It was woo.
Because that was exounded.
I
exactly
almost didn't
like,
recognize her in her
exactly like
Saga
Sade.
T-shirt. And, baseball hat.
She's a huge Saga fan.
You know what? I have to say that, and this is true, Esmeralda, this is true every time we play this game and mm-hmm. when we played the VH1 game. When asked to sing a song that I know,
right,
I freeze up
yeah.
in here.
No, same.
And I guarantee you that an hour from now, I will know every lyric
yeah.
from Smooth
no,
Operator.
The same thing happens to me.
It happens all the time because I'm on the spot and I'm like, yeah. And I go right, and my thing is I go right to the chorus.
Yeah.
Because that's the safe place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home and I'll know every yeah. every.
You start
line.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
The weird talking part.
Yeah, anything.
You were right, by the way, coast to coast, LA to Chicago.
LA to Chicago, okay.
All right, so the question that corresponds to this card, what is Sade's real name?
Oh, no.
Jacqueline Victoria Stoner, Allison Suzanne Coleman, Helen Falasad Adu, or Sadie Hawkins?
Is she going to ask me to dance?
Again, your options are Jacqueline Victoria Stoner, Allison Suzanne Coleman, Helen Falasad Adu, or Sadie Hawkins.
I'm going with C.
You are correct. Helen Falasad Adu.
Because I think at one point before like her career really took off, I think she went by Sade Aku. Like she actually had the mm-hmm. last name, but then just knocked that off and just went with Sade, if I remember correctly.
I only know this because I was, for some reason, earlier this week looking up Sade's Wikipedia. Because somebody on my Facebook posted a video of hers, and I was just like, what happened to her?
Yeah.
And I just started looking up, going down that rabbit hole.
Sure. All right.
Esmeralda, the category is One Hit Wonder.
Mm.
Oh, man. 1985, what group cracked the top 40 with When Your Heart Is Weak? Was it Fred Sanford?
Come on!
Jack Kevorkian.
Wow.
Stereo MCs or Cock Robin?
Stereo MCs.
That is incorrect.
Cock Robin.
Jeez.
Make a mean burger.
Certainly wasn't Fred Sanford or Jack Kevorkian.
Well, I assumed that Robin one was something, but then I was like, I know Stereo MCs. I should have gone with the other one because I know Stereo MCs has that one song.
Right. Cock Robin, that song that you're talking about, that was all they had. And they were like, it was 1985. They had the hair and the everything that you would, when you think 1985, mm-hmm. that and the thing and the.
Oh, boy. This and that.
That's right. All right. It's 3-1. I'm in the lead, but the only reason I have the extra is because I sang already. Mm-hmm. So.
That is correct. Your category, Nick, is You're On Stage.
Oh, why?
In what year was Rod Stewart inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? 1990, 1987, 2000, or 1994?
Oh, man.
Your options again are 1990, 1987, 2000, 1994. What year was Rod Stewart inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's tough. Because some guys don't get inducted when they should. Some people get inducted too soon.
And has Faces been inducted?
Yeah, I don't know if they have.
So don't think about question. So many variables.
I'm going to say 94.
That is correct.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
I was thinking, because that's
soon.
That's about right for Rod Stewart. 94? Yeah. That's about right. And 94 or 2000. Those are the two that I was leaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Final question for this round.
Oh!
Esmeralda, the category is Mosh Pit. In 1992, this country outlaw, teamed with Marty Stewart on the No Hats Tour. Who is he? Billy Ray Cyrus, Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, or Glenn Carroll? Again,
what was the question? Right, the No Hats Tour.
It was this one of your guesses mm-hmm. teamed with Marty Stewart mm-hmm. on the No Hats Tour in 1992.
Okay,
was it Billy Cyrus, Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, or Glenn Carroll?
Travis Tritt.
You are correct.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder what that whole No Hats business means.
Maybe they didn't wear hats on stage. Travis Tritt, though, never wore a hat.
Oh, maybe that's why.
That's probably why they didn't wear a hat.
Because they don't wear hats.
And they wear hats.
So clever.
Garth Brooks always wears a hat.
Right, I was thinking
unless
that.
Unless he's Billy Zane or whatever the hell this. What was this? The guy with soul patch? What the hell is that?
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines. Zane. No, Billy Zane. Bald and in Titanic. All right, at the end of this round, 4-2. I'm in the lead, Esmeralda.
Oh, I have some interesting rivalry about the No Hats Tour that I'll reveal after the break.
Uh-oh. See, Skip knows how to do a tease.
Yeah. That's well, right. You know, he's been doing it for a long time.
He knows what's going on.
I listen to the show.
Yeah, he does. He knows what's going on. All right, he's retiring right now, and he and Sir Kensington are comparing monocles. Two for Tuesday, Peter and Decatur from the 1776 soundtrack. Sit Down, John is what it is, and that's for the 4th of July. Nick DiGilio here. It's Two for Tuesday. You hear me? Two for Tuesday. It's Tuesdays, and there's two of them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will be here at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. I am off for the rest of the week. They're going to celebrate the 4th and my birthday on Friday. So Jim Tirano will be filling in for the next three mornings. And Dan Chigrou will be off as well. So Dan Long will be in. But Esmeralda and Vic will be here. Right, Esmeralda?
Yep.
All righty then. Well, we are continuing here. The score is 4-2. I'm in the lead. We're playing for the record. And look, Esmeralda, can you believe what is here happening now with this thing, if you understand it?
It's Sir Kensington?
It's not Sir Kensington.
He sends his regards.
It's Skip Skipley is back.
Oh, good.
He retired, but now he's back. How are you, Skip?
I'm good. How about you guys?
You know, fine.
Doing well.
Yes.
Good. I have the information about the No Hats Tour.
Yes, the No Hats Tour.
For.
Yes.
So, most of the good old boys making country music back then wouldn't be caught dead in cowboy headgear. In fact, people like Garth Brooks, Clint Black, and Alan Jackson are sometimes commonly referred to as hat acts in a derogatory manner. But Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart are going against the felt. The two hit the road on the No Hats Tour. Tritt says, "I don't think you should wear a hat unless you can ride a horse."
So they can't ride horses.
So Nick can wear a cowboy hat, apparently.
Yeah.
Not at my age.
Tritt added, "Even if we wanted to, we couldn't fit cowboy hats to fit over all my hair."
Wow. So there you go. There was an East Coast, West Coast thing going on. It's like a Biggie Tupac thing happening with the no hats.
Completely.
Hat acts and the no hats.
Totally.
Oh, man. Wow. FX should do a mini-series on that. All right, so we're 4-2. I'm in the lead, and this question is for Esmeralda, correct?
That is correct.
All right, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. The category is the 80s. Mm-hmm. What was Van Halen's first number one hit? Was it When It's Love, Jump, Panama, or Dance the Night Away? What was Van Halen's first hit?
Panama.
That is incorrect.
Jump. Got to be Jump, right?
It is Jump.
Darn.
All right. That album was huge. That 1984, Panama's on that album, too. But, mm-hmm. That album was massive. Cubs used to come out to that, to Jump.
Mm.
In 1984, the season where they almost went to the World Series. Steve Garvey, you jerk. I'm sorry. I was getting a little upset.
Oh, boy.
All right. What's next, Skip?
The category is the 90s. This one's for you, Mr. Gillian.
Oh, no.
What group claimed, "I get knocked down, but I get up again"? Was it Hanson?
It's Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
Weezer or Brian Reed and the Chick Magnets?
Now, who the hell?
Is that a real band?
Some dude at the game company was like, "Hey, Brian Reed and the Chick Magnets."
His name was Brian Reed.
Yeah, the guy who wrote that question.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The Chick Magnets.
Brian Reed and the Chick Magnets.
That's Brian with a Y, by the way.
Oh, of course. Yeah, like Brian Adams. Because, if it was Brian with an I, he wouldn't be a Chick Magnet.
Exactly.
You got to have the Y. Look at Brian Adams. He's got chicks all over the place.
No one likes eyes.
No.
You need a Y.
Man.
Category is real name, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What is Queen Latifah's birth name? Is it Dana Owens, Darnia Collins, Cheryl Strauss, or Sheba Johnson?
Dana Owens.
That is correct.
I don't know why.
Sheba Johnson? What the hell is that? Did Brian Reed write that question too?
Ben Stein did.
Dana Owen. Yeah. Did she use that name in a movie?
I don't know, because I don't know why I know it.
I'm not. You know why? Behind the Music. It's got to be. That's probably ingrained in your brain there somewhere.
Although she might be like all the other musicians. They usually go
like
by
Chris
their name.
Chris Bridges is Ludacris.
Yeah.
But she's now Queen Latifah in movies. I'm just trying to think if she was Queen Latifah. She
might have been. Maybe she was Dana Owens in Living Single.
I don't know.
Maybe.
She was in the movie Living Out Loud with Holly Hunter, but she was Queen Latifah in that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Okay. But I knew it, too, for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. All right. What's next?
You're on stage is the category.
Look at that.
Who took home the 1988 Soul Train Award for Best Rap Single, I Need Love? Was it LL Cool J, Coolio, Run DMC, or Public Enemy?
Yeah, Public Enemy is going to have a song called I Need Love. it's LL. It's LL Cool J.
That is correct.
Yeah, I can't see. P.E. doing a song. Yeah, this is our new song. I Need Love. Yeah, boy!
Their softer side.
The softer side of Chuck D.
No, that's a Flavor Flav song.
That would be a Flavor Flav song. Yeah, that would be a Flavor Flav song.
All right, Esmeralda. The category is One Hit Wonder. It is also our song.
Oh, so Esmeralda gets to sing.
Before answering the question, please provide us a line or two from Groove is in the Heart.
Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the heart. Let's see. The chills that you spill up my back give me thrills with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction on what's to come. I couldn't dance for another. I couldn't dance for another.
That's my dolphin imitation.
Yeah, it was very good.
Flipper joined us through.
What the hell is happening?
So good. Jeez. Oh, what was the question?
The question is the 1990s song Groove is in the Heart. What was the groove? What was what group's only hit? Was it the Divinyls?
Oh, D-Light.
D-Light. Your other options would have been Doo-Wops or De La Soul.
The Doo-Wops.
The Doo-Wops.
Doo-Wops.
It is 6-5, Esmeralda.
Oh.
I'm in the lead.
We have one category left, and it is your question.
And it's one question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can't win. Mm. All right. What the hell?
What do you win, by the way?
Oh. I get to ride a horse with Zombie John Wayne.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're going to love that one.
That's going to be fun.
You wear your cowboy hat?
Yeah, I was going to say with or without cowboy
hat. Well, we're going to wear hats because we can ride horses.
Yeah.
We can ride horses. Forget Travis Tritt. Can't ride a horse. Got no business running around in the streets. All right. So that... So that's not...
Yeah.
Time for a vacation.
Yeah, what do you think? So I've only been working... I only worked 2 days this week. What do you want from me, sanity?
Well, this will be perfect if you win. Then
I will win because it's 6-5.
Right, on your vacation you can...
John Wayne and I will go to Pittsburgh.
You can
with our hats.
Cheers your glass of milk.
Zombie John Wayne.
Yeah.
Final category is Mosh Pit. What touring band had the 1981 hit Just Between You and Me?
Oh, yeah. Just Between You and Me.
Your options are The Outfield, Angel City, April Wine, or Sweet.
April Wine.
That is correct.
Just Between You and Me. Remember that song?
No.
Classic.
No, I don't.
John Wayne remembers it.
I'm sure he does.
And I'll tell Zombie John Wayne all about it.
All right, don't let him eat your brains.
I won't. I don't have any, so there's not a problem.
Jokes
there.
Jokes on him.
He's not gonna be very full after. It's like I'm gonna eat your brains. So I was trying to do a John Wayne
I couldn't
do a John Wayne.
Oh, I forgot.
Heck of a Sade, but no John Wayne.
I can do Sade, but I can't do John Wayne. I'm gonna eat your brain, Pilgrim.
By the way, 4:59.
Thank you. All right. All right. Thank you guys a lot for the gifts. Skip, tell Dan I said thanks.
He passes along.
And to Vic, thank you guys so much. It was really, really great. And I will see you guys on Monday. Have a great 4th and have a great weekend.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you very much.
4th of July, everybody.
All right. We will see you in a moment here because the news is coming up. And Jim Tirano will be filling in for me tomorrow right here.